There's an excitement down here, a level of which I've not felt or witnessed for many, many years. And it goes back to at least 2015 or even maybe before that. The team won those 13, 14, 15. They had a three-year playoff run. But I honestly don't recall, maybe it's my bad memory, but I don't recall even then the off seasons being as anticipated as this one is coming up. There's a great feel around camp these days.
It was a busy off season. The Buccos acquired a lot of veterans to boost production, but I wanted to also talk about Connor Griffin. What we're hearing up here, the 19-year-old is slamming home runs all over the place. What's a projected time frame for Connor joining the lineup?
It's going to be one of the, there are many interesting storylines this year going into the season. In fact, going into spring training, and that's going to be one of them. And it's a quandary because you've just got this wunderkind, this man child who at the age of 19, as you said, he's all over the place. He's hitting home runs. He's hitting the tin roof of the batting cages well beyond the left field fence at the minor league complex at Pirate City, routinely hitting these bombs. You can't believe his frame, his body, how big he is. And is he, you know, has he fully grown into his body yet? He's 19. And he's just so impressive. He's impressive the way he handles himself. All the projections that you're hearing from experts along the way, people that follow the game, who follow prospects closely, say he's ready, which is hard to believe at the age of 19. Because he's 6'4", 225 or 230, and he may be ready for opening day. We're going to see. It's going to be one of those interesting things to watch in spring training. How much playing time do they give him? I've heard people, including my broadcast partners, former players, we've argued this going back to last summer. Is Griffin ready? I've heard some former Pirates who are, again, colleagues of mine, say no way should the Pirates bring him up to start this season. He's got to have some experience at the AAA level. And then others who've played the game, former Pirate players, have said bring him up now. And I'm talking about September of last year. So it's really going to be fun to watch.
Love it. What kind of impact are the Pirates counting on from Marcell Ozuna? He's 35, hit 21 homers last year, and that was considered a down year. 2 years ago, he was, what, fourth-place finisher for the MVP award. What's Ozuna going to do for us?
Well, you know, he's got a great attitude. He's also impressive in batting practice. It's just batting practice. I think the Pirates are certainly hopeful, Scott, that they get the Ozuna of a couple of years ago, or the Ozuna that I guess maybe the Braves were oftentimes used to seeing. He had 39 homers, you mentioned, drove in 104 runs in 2024, hit 40 homers the year before that, drove in 100 runs. So he had two really phenomenal years. I guess, you know, even if they got a semblance of that 2 years ago, frankly, you know, his home run total would have led the team last year, even though it was a down year for him. So I think that he is going to benefit from having a couple of left-handed bats between him. I guess I should, but before saying that, think of what the Atlanta Braves lineup looked like. I don't remember they had two lefties between them. Well, the Pirates have more than two. They've got a lot of left-handed protection. They've got Reynolds against right-handed pitching. Reynolds, a switch hitter, O'Neill Cruz, a left-handed batter, and the new players, Ryan O'Hearn and Brandon Lau, left-handed hitters. So I think that when you sandwich a Marcell Ozuna between those guys, I think that he's going to benefit from that. And the Pirates are just going to benefit from him and those other guys we mentioned. So O'Neill Cruz and Brian Reynolds are going to be, I think, way better, and players that were used to seeing. He had a terrible year last year. In Cruz's case, I think we're going to see the player that we've anticipated having in that lineup all these years. I think if someone were to ask me who's your pick to click, for me it's going to be O'Neill Cruz because he's going to be in that lineup now and not be counted on. He's not the one guy that everybody's looking at. Oh, we can't let him beat us. He's the most dangerous hitter. Now, eventually, at the end of the season, I think will say that. Like, he is the most dangerous hitter. He should be the most dangerous hitter. But in his mind, I think he's just going to fit in nicely in that lineup, and it'll just take a lot of pressure off of him.
You mentioned Ryan O'Hearn, the largest contract for a free agent hitter for the Pirates ever. And he can play a couple outfield positions, right? Where do you see O'Hearn fitting in?
You know, I don't remember him playing much out. He played the Orioles in the American League, and I don't pay a ton of attention to the American League, even though we play the league. We don't play them as often as National League opponents. So I don't watch many American League games. I don't know much about him. I have heard people say he's not good in the outfield. But I know that what they're doing now in terms of spring training, they're playing him in right field, and Brian Reynolds is playing left. Well, which is an indication. I think that's what they're thinking during the season. I think Reynolds now goes back to left field where he had been for a number of years at PNC Park. And, right field is easier to play at PNC Park, so O'Hearn will go to right. Now, when the Pirates go down to Houston, for example, where the dimensions are exactly the opposite, and that ballpark, the fence is short in left field. It's I don't know, maybe 310. At PNC Park, right field's only 320. So, maybe they switch under certain circumstances. They switch O'Hearn to left field when you've got a shorter porch. But for the most part, I think O'Hearn's going to play right and Reynolds is going to play left. And I don't know whether we say that our fingers are crossed that the defense is going to hold up. I think the defense is going to suffer in the outfield position. No disrespect to him. But the second baseman, Brandon Lau, is not, a gold glover, but he's a 31 home run guy. And I think you'll take less range at second for more home runs. That's what the Pirates are banking on.
Yeah, you mentioned Lau. He might have been the marquee addition for the lineup. But have you had a chance to talk to him yet about his thoughts in playing in PNC Park as his home stadium?
Yeah, I talked to him about it when we got him, when the Pirates acquired him, and he's got a nice confidence about him. He said that in terms of that short porch in right field, he's always enjoyed seeing highlights at PNC Park. He's not actually played in the ballpark, but he says that he really likes the looks of it, and it would be really neat to try and hit balls into the Allegheny River. So I love that attitude. And his nickname is Bam Bam, so it might be very appropriate that Brandon Bam Bam Lau is hitting home runs into the Allegheny River in Pittsburgh.
Couple cannonballs. I think we're ready for that.
Yes.
Hey, Greg, we have about 90 seconds left. Let me ask you one more about Josh Nixon. What's the plan for him? To bring him around slowly, or the prospect from the Red Sox? He seems very promising.
Yeah, the guy they call the password because his and I'm glad that he has a nickname himself because how would you pronounce if we're up to you? Now you're a broadcaster, Scott. You're handed this name, his first name, Joshtynxon. Good luck with that.
I said Josh Nixon. Is that close?
Yeah, I like that.
All
I
right.
think it's Josh Nixon, but I like Josh Nixon Garcia. I'm going to have to steal that from you. I don't know if he's going to make the team or not, but because he's very young, but he's impressive. He's still got a lot of swing and miss, I think, in his game. It strikes out a lot, but I think spring training we'll see a lot, and we'll see if he doesn't make the club out of spring training.
Awesome. Well, Greg, I appreciate your time. We're looking forward to this. We'll be talking to you again a couple times next week as well. So thank you very much. Good luck down there.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Take care. There you are, Greg Brown. Lucky guys in Bradenton, Florida right now. I bet it's not 40 degrees there. But as you heard him say, this may be the most optimism Pirates fans have had in an offseason in, what would you say, 6, 7, 8, 9, some say 10 years. Pirates often criticized for not doing a lot of wheeling and dealing. They did a lot in the offseason, bringing in Brandon Lau, Ryan O'Hearn, Marcel Ozuna. I mentioned Josh Nixon, as I'm calling him, the 19-year-old Connor Griffin. So Bucco fans have reason to be optimistic. In that 10-minute talk, I didn't even get a chance to talk about the pitching staff, which might be the Pirates' strength. So be listening next week. We'll do another one of these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Greg Brown. And then the following weeks, you also hear us talking with Bob Walk and John Wehner as well. So if you're a Pirates fan, you're listening to the right place. We are part of the Pirates Broadcasting Network.